from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy Thursday, everybody. Thursday during the NFL season, we swing around the league with football questions. And we haven't done it since the end of last season. We did the college version yesterday. Let's do the NFL. Here we go. Gator went first yesterday. I will go first today. Kang, let's go.
Well, since you're going first, Doug, I gotta put a layup here for you. Talk about Tom Brady, of course. All right, here we go. Tom Brady told Stephen A. Smith this week that I think it's a tragedy that we're forcing young rookies to play early. Brady said, the reality is the only reason they're playing is because they've dumbed down the game, which has allowed them to play. Is Brady right here?
Okay. Yeah, he's right about, but I wouldn't use the term dumbed down. But when you are giving a rookie a starting job, there's no doubt you put less on their plate. I don't know why he's gone with the term dumbed down. I think if anyone should understand that, yeah, you don't, the rookies, you break them in slowly. You give them a chance of success. You help them master some things before, you know, they're not going to know the whole offense to a T right away. But did he really use the word tragedy?
Yes.
Okay, Tom, bit of an overstatement.
He's like your 22-year-old kid.
It's like a kid. Like everything's the best thing ever or the worst
thing
ever.
Ruining it.
Yeah, they're ruining college football. Big noon kickoff. Yeah, got it. I just think it's a gross overstatement by Tom.
The question is Brady right? No. In fact, Brady is jealous. He's jealous that today's quarterbacks are simply more athletic and are becoming better passers by the day. So stop waving your fist up at the sky, Tom, and acknowledge that these guys are just great at doing things right now. They're playing against bigger, better, stronger, and faster players than he ever did. It's not dumbing it down. It's surviving and thriving. That's what the new player can do. P.S., you're still the GOAT, Tom. But we'll see for how long.
I mean, there is definitely like some evidence of Brady being that old man on the lawn yelling at the clouds here. But I think, you know, the answer is probably a little bit of both. In the end, Brady's right because, like you said, Doug, they are probably giving the young quarterback a little more, you know, time and something easier to deal with when they're breaking them in. I think the issue really is, though, that there's less patience from owners and from fans now. So they have to play the young guys, even if they're, quote unquote, not ready. Unfortunately, every player is different, though. The path is to success is not the same for every player. You don't have to play every player right away because of money and you know, being impatient. If you want to succeed, look at the player you drafted and see the best path of success for that player and then do accordingly to that, all right? You don't have to play him all the way right away. All right, what's going to be stranger this season? Not seeing Nick Saban at Alabama, not seeing Bill Belichick at New England, or even not seeing Pete Carroll at Seattle?
I'm going to say Saban. It seems like college coaches stay at schools forever. I know that Belichick was with New England for a long, long time. Obviously, he had all that success. But his run at Bama was just sick with success. It feels like they didn't lose a whole lot when they actually played for a national championship. I don't know what his record was in national championship games at Alabama, but it seems like it was really good. I think he just edges Belichick out in this question. Well, Pete Carroll can frankly eat a eat a bag on the sideline watching it because he's a big old cheater. So who cares about Pete Carroll?
I agree with him on Saban. I find that whole thing to be weird. The way he walked away, I think Kalen DeBoer could have had a powerhouse at Washington, could have stayed there forever and got paid whatever he wanted, write his own check. And I can't escape this feeling that that's going to be a weird fit at Bama, but that's beside the point. For me, it's still Saban, who's just, Gator's right. College coaches seem they're more likely to stay in a place forever.
Let's make it 3 for 3. I got Saban too. The thing about college is the players will go eventually, 3-4 years, and then they move on. But the coach like that, like a coach like Nick Saban, they stay. In the NFL, players can stay longer than 4 years. You know, the mainstays do. With the New England Patriots, you always, Brady, of course, was there forever. But Edelman, Gronk, those guys stuck around. I think with Saban, that's the mainstay. That's the staple. When you looked over at Alabama, you knew players were going to come and go, but Saban would always be there. So for me, not seeing Saban on the sidelines, that's the more stranger one out of all three. All right, who gets a new deal first out of these receivers? CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, or Ja'Marr Chase? All three are looking to get paid.
I'm stunned the Ayuk deal hasn't happened yet because it seemed really close. Dallas seems to drag their feet on everything, and Ja'Marr has 2 years left on his deal. So I'm going to say Ayuk is the first one to get paid, and I still don't think it'll be with San Francisco.
Wow. I'm going to go with Lamb. Even Gronk know the offense goes nowhere without CD in Dallas. So I just feel like that one's going to get done. Jerry's just going to say, all right, screw it. Here's your damn money. Now let's play some football. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, Gator, I agree. CD going to get paid, all right? Yeah, I think that they've been playing this game with CD Lamb, but CD Lamb's going to win this in the end. I think Ayuk, I don't know what's going on over there. I thought it'd be done by now too, Doug, but the fact that this is dragged on this long, I feel like CeeDee Lamb's going to jump in there, get his contract first. Ja'Marr Chase is playing this weird like hold-in game. He does have 2 years left, but he wants to get paid now as well. But out of the three, I think Lamb gets paid first. All right, give me a player that most NFL fans know that will surprisingly get cut when cut-down day happens.
So I assumed you meant outside the Lions.
Yes.
And this was a tough question to answer right away. I'm looking at Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver from Kansas City. I feel like it's a name that we all kind of know. And he's been a bust to this point. I think it's fair to label him that. I mean, this guy's a former first-round pick and just hasn't lived up to the expectations. And listen, when you're playing in Kansas City, there is a high standard when you're playing on that team. They demand excellence, and he's not living up to it. And if you can't play with Patrick Mahomes, then you're just not going to be around.
Okay, this is one part possible and one part wishful thinking. Okay?
Here we go. Buckle up!
Atlanta cuts quarterback Taylor Heinicke. And what's weird is that Michael Penix started the first game for them and played 24 snaps, and Raheem Morris said, I'm good. You're sitting down the rest of the preseason. They love Penix, and I think it's clear that Penix, they're treating him like he's their number two quarterback. I don't know why they don't think he needs more snaps, but they're treating him like he's the backup. So I think Heinicke gets replaced, and please report to Allen Park.
Okay. Affects the Lions there. Mm-hmm. Gator, I do agree with Kadarius Toney. I mean, they went out and drafted Xavier Worthy. They went out and got Marquise Hollywood Brown, so I think he's on his way up. So, but to give you a different name, I'll go with the Eagles defensive back, James Bradbury. Okay, mm-hmm. They went out and drafted two defensive backs just like the Lions did, in Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. They also got Kyler Ringo, by the way. I think they're trying to move Bradbury to safety, but I think he gets beat up because he can't play special teams. And that's important once you start getting deep into the secondary. James Bradbury gets cut, but I agree with Tony, too. I think he's done. All right, Cowboys kicker Brandon Aubrey hit a 66-yard field goal last Saturday versus the Raiders. Call it now. Are we going to see a 70-plus-yard field goal this year?
I don't think so. I mean, Aubrey kick, he's not the only one that can try these, but it looked like it just cleared the goalpost. And so, good for him. That's amazing. But I also start to think of the absurdity of taking over on your own 20, just barely getting two first downs and being in field goal range. Do you know how weird it is to see a kicker standing on his own 37-yard line lining up to take a kick and the ball being spotted at the 40? Like, it's just...
Thank you for doing the math.
It's just bizarre to me that teams can try field goals from this far out. I mean, it's exciting, though. And they're low percentage kicks.
Look, I mean, put it this way. If the Lions were in that position,
mm-hmm.
and we saw Jake Bates hit one from 94 yards yesterday. If the Lions are in this position.
Gator made a comment yesterday during practice on a 30-yard field goal. That was good, but it would have been good from 80.
So if the game's on the line, it's a regular season game, it's on the line, would you rather see Jake Bates line up for a 70-yarder, or do you want to do the back-and-forth thing, or you want to try to, you know, heave-ho and see if you can throw it down the field for
great
a touchdown?
Great question. And I'm guessing the back-and-forth thing, but I mean, they'll know if he can hit it because they're going to practice it.
Fans want to see the 70-yarder, but I'm going to say this. The answer is no. We're not going to see it this year. I mean, it's like breaking 100 miles an hour in baseball, right? People are doing it, but it feels like every mile an hour past it is a different milestone to get to. You have got to get to 67 and 68 and 69 nice. Before you get to 70. Thank you. But I don't think we're going to see 70 this year. I think we'll see 70 in our lifetime. I just don't think we'll see it this year.
I agree with our lifetime. The question is this year, right? Well, first thing comes up is opportunity. You have right. to have the opportunity exactly. to actually go for a 70-yard. No one's just going to go for it in the middle of the, you know, the first quarter, you would think. I think it happens, guys. I think someone is at the end of a half, end of a game, someone like Brandon Aubrey or Jake Bates says, McManus, whoever the big leg kicker out there is, Tucker, says, Coach, I can do this. I've been hitting it. The wind's working, you know, all this. I think we see it, boys. 70-plus yarder. It's going to be ridiculous. And give him 4 points for that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, last one. United States flag football national team quarterback Darryl Hoosh Doucette said this week on TMZ Sports that he's actually better than Patrick Mahomes at flag football. Okay, he just thinks his IQ in flag football is better than Mahomes would be. Is he right, or is this crazy talk? If you had to pick a quarterback for the Olympic team for the USA, who would it be, Doucette or Patrick Mahomes?
I tell you, I'm going to say Doucette, and here's why. Flag football requires a different set of skills than what the NFL does in some ways. Okay, the elusiveness and quickness it takes to lead over to passing ability and even creativity. I think actually that like lightweight boxers would be fantastic ball carriers in flag football because they're so quick and they're so elusive and you're like, what just happened? I think basketball players would make amazing wide receivers with the height differential and just go up and get it. That's what they're used to doing, getting somebody who's used to getting rebounds. Wembanyama would make an amazing wide receiver in a flag football setting. That being said, I don't want to take it all away from Patrick Mahomes because he's the best quarterback out there right now, but he doesn't move. Like I don't know what Doucette looks like, but I'm
guessing. He's 5'8", 140 pounds.
Okay, so it's like Kyler Murray. I'd rather have that kind of elusiveness than to have the guy who's just the greatest passer and creative as hell.
I think this is hysterical that Hoosh comes out and says this. I mean,
good for him.
I might be a better skater than Patrick Mahomes. I might be better at downhill skiing than Patrick Mahomes. Who cares? If people are going to watch me skate, or they'd rather watch Patrick Mahomes, I choose Patrick Mahomes to be the quarterback of our flag football team. Wow. It doesn't matter who our quarterback is. We're going to win by 100.
Well, that's probably true, actually. But you got to go with the best, and that's Hoosh, man.
My man.
Flag football is a different game. Like, that's like saying, hey, I'm a better putt-putt golfer than Tiger Woods. It's just different. I'm not out there on tour, you know? Flag football requires a different set of skills, like you said, Gator. Hoosh, 5'8", 140 pounds, but he just knows the game. It's not the same as football. It's totally different. If you want to bring home the gold, you bring Hoosh and the boys.
Hoosh.
And that concludes the Y9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.